弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
今天是父亲节，我也祝愿每一位父亲能够父亲节快乐。
So on this Father's Day, I want to wish all the fathers joy and peace.
也能够让我们每一位父亲呢都能够做一位合神心意的父亲，也做一个合神心意的丈夫。
So I wish all the fathers be a father that pleased God and also a husband that pleased God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks and praises.
因为你是独一的真神，你是那昔在、今在、永在的神。
You are the only true God. You are the past and now and forever.
因为主，你没有按我们的过犯待我们，没有按我们的罪孽报应我们。
You have not treated us according to our transgressions.
父神，你百般的恩慈怜悯，你把你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
You have given us your mercy and your grace through your Son, Jesus Christ.
把我们这些是在过犯罪恶中的人拯救出来。
So those of us who are sinners, fallen, and may be saved.
让我们不但有今生的盼望，也有永生的盼望。
Not only we have hope for this life, we also have eternal life.
就求主你引导我们今天一起的敬拜。
May you lead us in our worship today.
让我们透过主你的话语，更加明白主你的旨意。
So that we can understand your words even more through the worship today.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们提起彼得，可能没有基督徒不知道的。
So we are learning from the examples of Peter.
那么按照圣经的排列顺序呢，彼得他是第一个门徒，就是彼得。
According to the order, the first disciple is Peter.
那么他也是听到主的呼召后，第一个立刻舍了渔网跟从耶稣的人。
He was also the first one who deserted all his things and followed the Lord.
那么彼得呢，其实也是常常是门徒中抢先讲话和行动的人。
Peter is often the one who speaks first and acted first among the disciples.
所以呢，人们也常常把彼得称为十二门徒中的代表或者发言人。
So they may consider Peter as their leader or their spokesperson.
那么呢，当彼得看到主耶稣在海面上行走的时候，那么他是第一个跳下水来走到主前面的。
When they saw Jesus was walking on the sea, Peter was the first one who jumped into the sea.
那么当门徒看到空坟墓的时候，也是彼得呢第一个下去仔细的查看。
So when they saw the empty tomb, Peter was the first one who went down to look.
那么当很多人因为不明白主耶稣的教训的时候，那么彼得在约翰福音六章六十九节里面告诉主耶稣说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
So when people do not understand, and in John 6:69 it says that, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
那么彼得呢，其实也是门徒中第一个受父神的指示，相信耶稣就是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So Peter was the first one among all the disciples to understand that Jesus was the Messiah.
那么当主耶稣复活以后，也是唯一的三次他嘱咐彼得喂养他的羊。
So also after Jesus resurrected, that he three times reminded Peter to feed my sheep.
那么我们知道彼得最后呢成为了主重用的仆人，成为初代教会的领袖。
We know that he became the servant that was the leader during the early churches.
最后他为主的名而殉道。
And he martyred for the name of the Lord.
那么就是这样一位愿意舍弃一切跟随主的门徒。
Because he is the one who have given up all he has to follow the Lord.
那么今天信息中告诉我们，他却在大祭司的使女和众人面前三次不认主。
He tells us today he's three times denied the Lord before the servant girl of the priest and the crowd.
很可能会有人责备彼得他的胆小怕事或者对主的不忠心。
Maybe people will blame him for being chicken and also because he's not loyal to the Lord.
但也有可能很多人体谅彼得他的软弱和他的处境。
Some may understand his weakness and his ways.
那我们就让我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们可以来问一下我们自己。那如果我们是彼得，那么在那个时候我们会不会也不认主？
So we may ask ourselves, if we were Peter in those at that time, would we also deny the Lord?
那如果我们将来遇到类似的一些情形逼迫，我们会不会离弃主？
Or in the future, if we run into similar persecutions, would we also deny the Lord?
那么其实呢，彼得的表现是所有蒙恩得救之人在成圣道路上的一个真实写照。
So actually what Peter experienced was all the people on their sanctification may also run into such experiences.
那么彼得三次不认主他的经历呢，告诉我们基督徒总要警醒祷告，以免我们因为肉体的软弱而不认主。
So because of Peter's experience, it warned us as Christians, we also want to watch and pray and be diligently alert.
那我想分三个方面来和大家分享。
So I want to spend the time understand this passage from three different perspectives.
那第一点是基督徒呢，可能为避免受苦而不认主。
Christians might deny the Lord to avoid suffering.
那么第二点，基督徒可能为避免社会上来的压力而不认主。
So Christians might deny the Lord to avoid social pressure.
那么基督徒要常常思想神的话，并且认罪悔改，我们才能紧紧跟随主。
So Christians should constantly plead guilty and repent to be able to closely follow the Lord.
我们看第一个方面，就是基督徒可能为了避免受苦而不认主。这是66节到68节。
So we see the first, Christians might deny the Lord.To avoid suffering, that's verses 66 to 68.
我们先看66到67节，这里讲，彼得在下边院子里来了大祭司的一个使女，借彼得烤火，就看着他说，你素来也是同拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。
So verse 66, and as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came.And seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, You also were with the Nazarene Jesus.
那么上次的信息我们知道呢，当主耶稣被带到大祭司的住所的受审的时候，那么彼得在院子里和差役呢一同烤火。
So from the passage we understand, after Jesus was brought to the high priest's house, he was warming himself.With the servants.
那么这里我们看到的情景是，彼得正在和一群人烤火的时候呢，来了一位大祭司的使女来看着彼得。
So here we can see that when he was warming himself, one of the servant girls came and recognized Peter.
那么他边看彼得边说你素来也是拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。
So he looked at Peter.Said, you also were with the Nazarene Jesus.
那么我们知道此时已经是深夜，大祭司的院子里也不可能有我们现在的这些照明的设备。
So we know this was dark and during the midnight, and there can be too bright in the yard.
所以呢，如果没有月光的情况下呢，人们可能只能靠这个火的这个光来彼此来辨认。
If there was no moonlight, how can they recognize just by using the light from the fire?
但是呢，那使女呢，一眼就认出了彼得，而且说他也是耶稣的门徒。
But the servant girl recognized him and said, "You are the followers of a Nazarene Jesus."
所以从这里呢，我们可以合理的来推断出两件事情。
So we can see two things here.
那么一次进来的可能不只是彼得一个门徒。
It could be more than just the one Peter there.
二呢是这个使女可能是很熟悉主的一些门徒。
Or this servant girl is familiar with all the disciples of the Lord.
所以呢，他对彼得说，他也是主的门徒。
That's why he said he is also the disciple.
那么这个呢，我们可以在约翰福音的十八章十五到十六节可以得到一些验证。
So this we can see from John 18:15-16.
那么这里说，西门彼得跟着耶稣，还有一个门徒跟着。那门徒是大祭司所认识的，他就同耶稣进了大祭司的院子，彼得却站在门外。大祭司所认识的那个门徒出来，和看门的使女说了一声，就领彼得进去。
Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest.But Peter stood outside at the door, so the other disciple who was known to the high priest went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept the watch at the door and brought Peter in.
那么很显然，这里面我们看到了一位大祭司认识的一位门徒先进了大祭司的这个院子里。
So here we see that one of the disciples was known by the high priest who went into the courtyard first.
然后呢，他知道彼得在后面，他也通过这个使女了，他就也让把彼得领了进来。
So he knew that Peter was outside, so through the servant girl, they brought Peter in.
也就是说，这位使女了，因为大祭司认识这位门徒，他也对这位门徒比较熟悉。
So because this servant girl knows the other disciple, so he also knows Peter.
那么至于这位大祭司认识的这位门徒是谁，那么圣经里面没有明确的交代。
So the Bible didn't tell us who that disciple was who knew the high priest.
那么很多人猜测说这个门徒可能是约翰。
So many people think that might be John.
那么当大祭司的使女说出彼得的身份的时候，我们看一下彼得他的什么回应。
So after the servant girl,recognize Peter told he who he is, and let's see how Peter responded.
那么这在六十八节，他说彼得却不承认，说我不知道，也不明白你说的是什么。于是出来到了前院，即就叫了。
So verse 68, but he denied it, saying, "I neither know you nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway.And the rooster crawled.
那么我们知道，当彼得发觉使女认出他的时候，他就装糊涂说不认主。
So after he realized the girl identified him, he pretended that he didn't know anything.
说他不知道使女在讲什么。
He said he does not understand what she was talking.
那么他以此来证明他与主耶稣没有任何的关系。
So he wanted to prove he has no relationship with Jesus.
那么随即呢，他就离开烤火的地方，到了前院。
So he left the place where from the fire, went into the front yard.
那么此时呢，鸡叫了第一遍。
So that's the time the rooster crawled the first time.
那么这里面我们看到，这个使女呢，很可能只是随便的提一下，她并不是想确认彼得的身份，而后面来让人来抓他。
So we think the servant girl only just recognized him. She didn't want the servants to capture Peter.
而且呢，这些大祭司、文士和长老呢，在这里这些犹太的领袖，他们在这里主要是想杀害主耶稣。
But also we know that the high priest and the scribes and the elders, their only target was Jesus.
因为主耶稣自己宣告他是神的儿子和。而且他说他和父神本来是合一的。
Because Jesus claimed that he is the Son of God, and he and the Father are one.
所以犹太领袖就认为他这样讲话乃是在亵渎神。
So the Jews considered such a statement as a blasphemy.
因为在犹太律法看来，亵渎神乃是死罪。
So according to the Jewish law, that the blasphemy would be as worthy of a death sentence.
于是他们就商议了，想要来除灭主耶稣。
So they got together, counseled, and want to write off Jesus.
所以呢，他们的这次行动的目的乃是要捉拿主耶稣，并没有想捉拿主耶稣他的门徒。
So their purpose is just to capture Jesus, not his disciples.
然而呢，我们看到彼得呢，他舍弃一切跟随主。
Now we see that Peter has deserted everything to follow the Lord.
他看到他跟随的这位主呢，本行过各样的神迹奇事。
He has witnessed all kinds of miracles performed by the Lord.
他看到他能在海面上行走。
He saw him walking on the sea.
而且也能够让海浪平静。
Can cease the storm.
也能够医病赶鬼。
And can chase out the demons and heal diseases.
而现在却被一帮拿着棍棒的人就捉拿的时候，却束手就擒。
So, but now he would.Willingly to be captured by the people.
而且任凭这一帮人来殴打凌辱，没有任何的反抗。
And allow them to shame him and to strike his face without any resistance.
所以他很自然的就想到，他们接下来抓的肯定是他们这些门徒。
So he thought that they would continue to capture the disciples as well.
那么他们所跟随的这位大能的主耶稣都是这样的被对待，而且不反抗。
So the Almighty Lord they followed did not resist.
何况是他们这些门徒，如果是被抓了，等待他们的将是何等的这些苦难。
So he was thinking for those for themselves, if they were caught, how much misery would that be?
所以这就是彼得呢，他心里中可能就这样思想。
I think this is the way that Peter thinks.
那么尽管彼得在几个小时前还说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
Even though Peter just many hours ago that he said, I will die with you and I will never forsake you.
那么彼得这里面呢，是这个时候呢，似乎他忘记了主耶稣在克西马尼园嘱咐他的话。
He also forgot all the words that Jesus reminded him in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那么在马可福音的44:38，主耶稣告诉门徒说，你们总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
So in Mark 14:38, Jesus said, Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but...The flesh is weak.
我们相信彼得确实他真实是想真心的爱主。
We believe Jesus, Peter truly loved the Lord.
他也愿意为主付上一切的代价，包括他自己的性命。
He's willing to pay for even his life for Jesus.
然而呢，他也有每一个门徒都有的心灵与肉体的这种矛盾。
But he, like all the disciples, have their own weakness in the flesh.
那么正如保罗呢，在罗马书7:15还有18所说的，他说，因为我所做的，我自己不明白，我所愿意的，我并不做，我所恨恶的，我倒去做。
This is just what Paul said in Romans 7:15-18. For I do not understand my own actions,For I do not do what I want, but I do the very things I hate.
我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
所以这里面的问题所在的根源是因为我们每一个基督徒内部都有两个律。
So the reason for this is that in every Christian, there are two laws.
那么一个是赐生命的圣灵的律。
One is the law of the Spirit, which gives life.
那么一个是我们所说的属肉体的律。
The other one is the law of the flesh.
那么其实每一个重生得救的基督徒一生成圣的过程都会处在这两个律的交战之中。
So for every Christian, even though they were born again, but they will always be fighting between the two laws.
那么这种交战呢，我们有时候也称为新生命与旧生命的征战。
So the struggle is the struggle between the old life and the new one.
或者新人与老我的征战。
Or the old self and the new person.
那么圣灵与肉体的征战。
Or is the struggle between the spirit and the flesh?
有时我们要说里面的人与外面人的征战。
Or the inner man and the outer man?
一个基督徒如果没有这种征战，其实比方他也就没有，如果他没有忠心圣经的教导，他也就不以为然了。
So if a Christian will not follow the teaching of the Bible, then he would not have such a struggle.
那么在他获得一些成就或者好处的时候，他也就没有感恩的心。
And in that case, he would not even have a thankful heart if he has received the grace.
那么如果是这样的情形，那么他一定要安静下来，好好的审查一下自己属灵生命的状况。
So if it's such condition, he should be examined himself and try to understand the true spiritual state.
那么其实这是彼得第一次不认主，我们再来看彼得后两次不认主。
This is the first time that Peter denied the Lord. Now we look the next two times.
那么在第二点，就是基督徒可能也为避免社会的压力而不认主。
So that's the second point, that we may avoid, deny the Lord to avoid social pressure.
那么在69到71节，我们先看我们这两节经文。那么那时你看见他，又对旁边站着的人说，这也是他们一党的。彼得又不承认。过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人对彼得说，你真是他们一党的，因为你是加利利人。彼得就发起咒来说，我不认得你们说的这个人。
From verses 69 to 71.And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, This man is one of them. But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear,I do not know this man of whom you speak.
那么这里我们知道彼得第一次不认主是因为那使女亲自对他讲他是主耶稣的门徒。
So the first time Peter denied the Lord because the servant girl told him.
然而那个使女呢并没有去报告这些公会说这里有主的门徒。
But the servant girl did not go report to the Sanhedrin that the disciple is here.
他只是对旁边的人说这也是他们一党的。
She just told the bystanders that he's one of them.
那么此时呢，那个使女可能只是随便说一下。然而呢，彼得第二次又否认他与主耶稣没有任何关系。
So the servant girl just mentioned it, and that Peter denied the second time.
而过了一会儿呢，旁边站着的人说：“你真是他们一党的，因为你是加利利人。”
So after a while, the old bystander said, "You are truly one of them because you are." A Galilean.
那么同样的这一段这个事件呢，在马太福音的26章73节是这样记载的。他说过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人前来对彼得说，你真是他们一党的，你的口音把你露出来了。
So in Matthew 26 verse 73 it recorded this. After a little while the bystanders came up and said to PeterCertainly, you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you.
那么很显然，这些人是根据彼得他的口加利利的口音和使女所说的话，才判断出彼得是主耶稣的门徒。
So these bystanders, they, because of the servant girl's recognition, and because of Peter's accent,They think he is one of the disciples.
那么此时呢，彼得知道，不只是那个使女，这里站着的人都知道了他门徒的身份。
So now, not only the servant girl, but also the bystanders, they all knew he is a disciple.
所以他这次呢, 不像前两次那样的来装糊涂服也不认主。
So now he doesn't pretend that he doesn't know the Lord.
而是呢, 发咒起誓, 很确切地说, 我不认得你们所说的这个人。
He actually invoked a curse and swore to, and said that I don't know the one whom you talked about.
所以呢, 前两次呢, 是一个使女, 说她是主的门徒。
So the first two times that the servant girl said it,
而这次是很多人,
and now there's many people.
所以明显呢, 他是感到更大的压力。
So clearly he has to feel the more pressure.
所以这表明了, 彼得内心更强烈的一种恐惧。
So here shows a much stronger fear inside.
所以他就用这种更加肯定的口气, 把自己与主耶稣基督彻底地划清了界限。
So clearly he made a distinguishment between himself and the Lord Jesus.
那么从彼得的表现我们看到, 虽然没有人来抓他, 但是越多人知道他的身份, 彼得就越有大的压力。
Even though no one came to arrest him, but just because many people said it, he felt greater pressure.
那么为了避免这些压力呢, 他就极力地否认他与主耶稣的关系。
So he denied his relationship with Jesus because of the pressure.
我们很可能也会面对类似彼得的这些情形。
We can also experience similar experiences.
那么尤其是我们属灵的生命还不成熟的时候。
Especially when our spiritual life is not yet mature.
那么如果你是家中唯一的一个基督徒,
if you are the only Christian in the home,
那么或者是你同学中或者同事中唯一的一个基督徒,
or if you are the only Christian among your friends, classmates, and workers,
那么当你跟他们在一起的时候呢, 为了避免这些, 缓解这些压力, 你很可能不敢不会承认你是信主的。
For pressure, maybe you would not admit that you're a Christian when you're in their midst.
或者很可能也不好意思去做亲近主的事情。
Or you were not willing to do the things to identify yourself as Christian.
所以和他们在一起的时候呢, 我们很可能不好意思去读经或者祷告。
Maybe when we're with them, we do not want to read the Bible or pray.
当然更谈不上说给他们传福音。
Let's not even speak of spread the gospel.
那么我也记得当我在国内刚信主的时候呢, 逢年过节的聚这个有家庭聚会或者同学聚会或者同事的聚会。
I remember when I first became a Christian, whenever there was a family gathering or classmates gathering during the holidays.
那么那个时候呢, 总是不好意思做谢饭的祷告。
That those time I'm not willing to do the prayer to say grace.
也不敢主动承认自己是一个基督徒。
I would not openly admit that I'm a Christian.
因为好多时候总觉得有好多的眼睛在盯着你。
Because everybody is watching you.
有周围还有觉得好有来自周围的好多的压力。
So can feel the pressure.
然而呢, 我们要知道, 主耶稣在马太福音 10章32到33节时候告诉我们。
So now we can see that the Lord Jesus told us in book in the book of Matthew's.
那么在马太福音十章三十二到三十三节，他告诫我们说：“凡在人面前认我的，我在天上的父面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在天上的父面前也必不认他。” So
whoever denies me before the people that I would not deny him in the glory of the Father. Whoever recognizes me, I will recognize them too as well.
所以呢,基督徒不认主,那一定是罪。
So it's a sin for a Christian to deny the Lord.
然而主耶稣呢,他知道我们的软弱。
But the Lord Jesus knew our weakness.
那么只要我们认罪悔改,主一定会原谅我们的软弱。
So as long as we repent, we confess, we will be forgiven.
那么这就是我们想的分享第三点, 就基督徒当常常来思想神的话, 并认罪悔改, 才能真实。
So this is the third point. As Christians, we should constantly plead guilty and repent to be able to closely follow the Lord.
那我们看最后这一节七十二节，他说立时鸡叫了第二遍，彼得想起耶稣对他所讲的话，鸡叫两遍以先，你要三次不认我，思想起来就哭了。
So that's verse 72. And immediately, can you continue? That my computer went out. Yeah.
那么这里面我们一定还记得几个小时前，当主耶稣和门徒吃了最后的晚餐，那么去橄榄山的途中。
So we know that just a few hours ago, after the dinner, they went to the Mount Olive.
那么他告诉门徒，他们都要跌倒。
And he told all the disciples, they all will fail.
然而彼得马上回答说，众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。
But Peter immediately answered, even many people will fall, but I would not.
而主耶稣马上反过来告诉他说，我实在告诉你，就在今天夜里。鸡叫两遍以前，你要三次不认我。
So Peter, Jesus said that just tonight, I will tell you, you will deny me three times before the rooster crows.
那么现在彼得当听到这个鸡第二遍叫的时候，他就想起了主的话，心里思想就哭了。
This time when the rooster crowed, he remembered the words of Jesus and he wept.
那么彼得他是为他自己忘记主的话而哭。
He wept because he forgot Jesus' words.
那么他也为自己凭血气说的狂傲的话而哭。
He also wept for those impulsive words of proud he said.
那么他也为自己的跌倒而哭。
He also wept for his own fall.
那么主耶稣知道他的每一个儿女的软弱。
Our Lord Jesus knew every children's weakness.
那么他并不是说不让我们跌倒。
It's not he doesn't want us to fall.
他是让我们跌倒后起来，认罪悔改，重新得力。
He wants us to stand up after the fall, confess, repent, and be strong again.
让我们彼此扶持，彼此坚固信心。
So that we can help each other as to keep our faith.
那么就像他在路加福音二十二章三十一节对彼得这样讲，他说：“西门，西门。”撒旦要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Just like in Luke 22:31, Jesus says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded you to have you, that he might sift you like wheat.
那么我们知道呢，主耶稣复活以升天以后呢，彼得成为了初代教会的领袖，成为主重用的仆人。
We know that after Jesus' resurrection and ascension, Peter became an important leader during the early churches.
弟兄姐妹们，我们常常说主的话呢，是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We often say that God's words is the lamp of our feet.And the light to our path.
但是呢，我们也常常忘记主在马太福音四章这个四节后边讲的话。他说：“人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
But we also keep forgetting what the Lord said in Matthew 4, that we do not live by food alone, but by every word proceed from the mouth of the Lord.
也就是说，神的话呢，其实就是我们干渴时的泉水。
So, in other words, God's word is the spring water for our soul.
是我们属灵生命饥饿中的粮食。
It's the spiritual food for us.
也是我们软弱时的帮助。
It's the help when we were weak.
是我们重新得力的源头。
Is the source of our strength.
那我们作为一个 physical 的身体，如果我们不吃不喝，那我们的身体肯定会出问题，也没有力量来做工作。
So if we do not eat and do not drink, we will be weak. We won't be able to do anything.
那么如果我们不吃喝神的话语，把它变成我们身体内在的力量。
If we do not take God's word as our inner strength.
所以即使有神的光照在我们的脚前
Even the light of God shone onto our path
我们也没有力量向着光走
We have no strength to walk according to the light.
所以我们只有记住神的话语，才能思想神的话语。
We can only remember God's words and meditate on His word.
我们也才能靠神赐给我们的力量和智慧来认罪悔改，紧紧地跟随主，做主忠心的门徒。
Then through the grace and wisdom from the Lord, we can repent and confess and follow the Lord.
那么总结今天的信息呢，我们可以看到。
So in conclusion, we can see.
那么彼得三次不认主，并不是他的真心话。
So Peter denied the Lord three times, but that's not his true will.
那么也根本不是他想要这么做的。
It's not what he wanted to do.
那是因为他肉体的软弱，害怕和主一同受苦。
That's because of his weak and he's afraid of suffering with the Lord.
也是因为他肉体的软弱而克服不了周围人带来的压力。
Because of his weakness, he cannot overcome the pressure in the surroundings.
那么他虽然跌倒了，还是靠主的力量胜过了自己的软弱，最后他得胜。
Even though he fell, but through the strength of the Lord, he eventually overcame.
那么我相信呢，我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是想爱主和信靠主的。
I believe all brothers and sisters love the Lord and want to trust the Lord.
然而我们有时候呢是心灵愿意，但是我们肉体软弱了。
But oftentimes we're willing in spirit, but we're weak in flesh.
彼得的软弱呢，也是我们每个基督徒的软弱。
So the weakness of Peter is also the weakness of all Christians.
弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有跌倒过？
So brothers and sisters, have you ever fell?
有没有为自己的罪懊悔痛苦过？
Have you repented and mourned for your own sin?
那么你有没有哭泣祷告，向主真正的诉说你的软弱？
Have you ever cried and prayed to tell the Lord of your weakness?
也许你现在正在经历家庭、婚姻、工作、学习，或者是人际关系或者健康等方面的困难。
Maybe you are experiencing difficulties in your work, in your health, in your family, in your marriage.
那么也许你靠自己快要支撑不住了。
Maybe you cannot stand just by your own strength.
快要跌倒了。
You're almost fall.
那么让我们能够一起来彼此鼓励，来警醒祷告。
So let us encourage each other and let's be watch and pray.
让我们不要靠我们自己，让我们全心依靠赐我们生命的主。
Not to depend on our own strength, but depend on our Lord.
那么就像哥林多后书十二章九节告诉我们的，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力辅庇我。
So just like in 2 Corinthians that my grace is sufficient to you and my strength is shown in your weakness. Let's use God's words to encourage ourselves.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢主你赐给我们以上这段美好的信息。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful message.
让我们从使徒彼得的身上也看到我们自己的软弱。
So that we can see our own weakness through Peter.
也让我们知道主，我们的软弱正是为了彰显主你的智慧，你的刚强。
It also taught us our weakness is to show your strength and your wisdom.
主，你让我们在软弱中能够知道主，你必不丢弃我们。
So we know that in our weakness, that you shall never forsake us.
主，你永远是我们随时的帮助。
You are always our ever-present help.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。